Steve, another special night at the New York Stadium tonight.
Yeah, the whole thing, the performance. The supporters were terrific. Just a special night again. And I've just welled up talking to my players. I'm not going to well up now.
I think you already are.
You know, there's big moments. Aldershot was a big moment. Tonight was a big moment. Wembley will be a big moment, but we've been written off so many times, locally and nationally, that we're not good enough and we're this and we're that. But we've got a spirit that's second to none. We've got footballers that should grace higher than the level they're playing with us. And more importantly, they've got such a desire to go and deliver performances. And I drive them hard, and it won't be any different at Wembley. I won't let up. We'll drive it through until the end, and then whatever happens, happens.
There's nothing wrong with being emotional at a time like this, because you are a manager who wears his heart on his sleeve, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. And, I've got two daughters that are very precious to me. I keep saying it. I never see them. I said to them this morning, they get terrified. They can't come to games. They end up sick in the loo. And, I'll see them at Wembley, I suppose. They'll be there, I think. And, keep the dad going in the bad days, eh? I've got a fantastic chairman. I work for a great board of directors. The chairman and his son are just personally and professionally, they're just fantastic to me. But most importantly, my staff and my players. I've seen some great days here at the New York Stadium, and I won't be the manager forever. But if there's better than that, then I hope I come back to see it, because it was just incredible.
You're one game away from back-to-back promotions. We've had a summariser with us tonight who's done that before and is a legend at this football club and is always going to be a legend at this football club. Steve, you're one game away now from doing exactly the same and getting this club back-to-back promotions.
Well, Ronnie should be a legend. He's got some issues at the minute. You know what? People want to kick him, don't they? People like the Millers don't kick him. I text him every day, every week. Ronnie, we talk. He's been wonderfully supportive since the day I walked in. He's got Rotherham United through him. I'm sure Ronnie Moore, when he gets through this little issue, not in terms of football management staff, but he may have a little job to play for us. I love the guy. And, when people's down, Rob, they kick you, don't they? I've been there. People kick you. And he's got such an inner resolve, and that's why he took his team not only to the Championship, he kept them there for four or five seasons. Wonderful.
There must be a secret, Steve. You know, the promotions you had at Crawley, you've come to this football club, you won promotion immediately to this level, you're one game away from another promotion. How do you do it?
I suppose people say you've got an ability somewhere to spot a player, but I genuinely believe it's about hard work. You know, I've worked for a great owner at Crawley, and I work for a great owner here and his son. But I suppose they'll tell you it's just my dedication. You know, I travel from north to south. You know, the weekend people probably go and have weekends off. I'm on a course. I'm on a course to make myself better. But I suppose desire, and I have to say as well, I've got fantastic family. Fantastic friends, a great scouting system that he never stops working easily. I've got to stop him watching games. You know, if I could marry my assistant manager, I'd marry him.
You want to admit that live on the air, do you?
Well, he's incredible, but you know, I talk about my players, talk about big game players you need. The players I'll call Ben Pringle, my son. Well, he is my son, I love him. But I love Frecklington, I love Agard, I love Ravel. I love Smallwood, I love Arneson, I love Morgan, I love Colin, I love Shearer, I love Thomas. I love them all. And they think I'm hard on them some days. But, you know, I get the best of them. And I can remember I said to one Crawley player, I might moan and groan and get in your face, but your next manager's in charge of you. I bet you don't play. He played every game under me. He's had three managers since. He never plays, they've just let him go. You have to have a desire, don't you?
What do you do now? How do you plan ahead? Because this is great, but you want another celebration in about 10 days' time, don't you, on the biggest stage of all in football?
Well, the realism is that we'll be underdogs to win at Wembley. You know, Leighton Orient ain't finished third in the table. They led the campaign for many, many months, Rob. And I think I described them as the hardest working team other than us in League One. I still believe that. I think not only does the league table say that third and fourth should go to Wembley and fight it out, but I also say that having watched the two games on the television, Leighton Orient deserve to beat Peterborough. And that doesn't make me pleased because I'm a Peterborough fan and my family are. But we deserve to beat Preston over two games, and that's... So we'll go to Wembley, we'll be underdogs, but the players will have a couple of days to just get their legs back more than anything, and then we'll be back on the training ground. There'll be no fancy 3 and 4 days trips to London and going in hotels for 4 days and all that nonsense. We're training the day before we go next Saturday, and then we'll travel, and we'll do it as we would any other away game.
The message that you set out before the game and the chairman was to wear red, to come in, and you're going to need the help of the supporters here tonight. As soon as the players made their way out onto the field, it was a cauldron, wasn't it? It was exactly what you wanted from them.
We needed them to play a part, and they've played a part, Rob, a huge part. And I'll tell you, for me, when they played the biggest part, after we went 1-0 down, it's a fortuitous goal. It's a long free kick that bounces into the top corner of the net, and the decibels went up. And then we got the goal. And then once again, they believed. I asked them to believe it when I joined here 2 years ago. And I said it would be a roller coaster on Radio Sheffield. And that roller coaster continues. But I'm proud to lead this football club to Wembley. I'm proud to be the manager of some of the players that I'm fortunate to work with every day. And I'm very fortunate that the Rotherham people took to me. Probably some of them were told not to take to me. But it's why when one or two bigger clubs come in earlier this season from the Championship, probably the chairman deep in his heart, one night going to bed, thought I'd be away. And I told him I was loyal. And what people don't know is when I left Crawley, they told me to go. I wanted to see it through. They told me to go. And I was going to see it till the summer. Tony Stewart never got that opportunity with his previous manager. Not the previous, the previous before manager. He got that opportunity with me. I stayed loyal. And then we'll go to Wembley and see if we can get a trophy from him.
Just to finish, how will you celebrate tonight? There's got to be a celebration. Glass of champagne with the chairman, something else? What are you going to do?
Well, I know for a fact our chairman said to me in the office yesterday that he'd bought a dozen bottles of champagne. But what his secretary told me and what he never told me is it was sale or return. So from that point of view, the chairman, could he lose? Could he? He's up here with the champagne saying, oh, it's X a bottle. It's sale or return. No, I'll finish the rest of my commitments to the media, and quite genuinely, I'll sit with my staff and have just one glass of red, and then I'll go to bed because, you know, you sleep well tonight. I've always said when you sleep, and we sleep well. We're going to Wembley. It's magical, but we're going to Wembley to win.